Welcome, everybody, to Cybercrime Studios. We're brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine and Cybersecurity Ventures, the world's leading researcher and publisher covering the global cyber economy.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Georgia Reed here at Cybersecurity Ventures in our cybersecurity studios. Today, August 16th, 2018, I am here to do a podcast interview with founder and CEO of Sensato, Mr. John Gomez. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. So I just want to ask you, John, why and how did you start Sensato, and what makes it truly different from some of the other companies out there?
So I started it after leaving a company by the name of Allscripts, which is a healthcare information technology company. That was back in 2011, and as I tried to figure out what's my next project going to be, my passion started to come forward again in terms of technology, and that was really around cybersecurity, and I started thinking about the state of cybersecurity in healthcare, and so that kind of led me to create Sensato. We focus primarily in the healthcare space, and then I guess in terms of different, what makes us different, I think there's a few things. For one, we maintain a very strong attacker's perspective. Most of our DNA comes from the attack world. We're primarily kind of focused on how do we break into things. Mm-hmm. And so we take that knowledge and use it to really figure out how do we defend against that.
So you have some people in-house on your team who are like
pen testers. And,
okay.
Yeah, we've
ethical
actually,
hackers, you would say.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're ethical. We don't do bad things, but I think the term ethical hacker is kind of in conflict with the goal of what you're trying to do. You're mm-hmm. trying to break in. And one of the things we often preach about to people is that you can't underestimate the audacity of a hacker. And we actually won't even call them hackers anymore. We really talk about the concept of an attacker.
An attacker.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, is there anything... when did you start Sensato?
2013.
Okay, so what have you learned about cybersecurity since you started out in 2013?
You know, it's kind of interesting, I guess. I always had this fascination and belief that it was this really cool kind of industry with all these cool toys and cool, super sleuthy kind of people. And the people are really cool, but I think the tools and that we use are somewhat dated. And a lot of the approaches we have are very dated. So I think I was kind of let down. And as I talk to people throughout the industry, I think, we all talk about the same stuff. But yet what's really interesting is year over year, attackers are more successful than they were the year before. And if I look back all the way through the 70s, there's never been a year that attackers are not more successful than the year they've been before. And yet companies of all different sectors keep investing more and more money, but yet we're not as successful as the attackers continually are. So I think I learned that it wasn't, the tools weren't as cool as I hoped they would be.
So on a day-to-day basis, what kind of more advanced technology and tools are we looking at Sensato on a day-to-day basis here?
So I think we were fortunate, in the past few years, we've done a lot of risk assessments. We do a lot around incident response and pen testing and things of that nature. What we're doing now is taking all of that knowledge, all the things that we've seen our clients struggle with doing and tying it all together and building tools to help them really kind of create that unified approach, that holistic approach to cybersecurity.
Okay, well, there's a couple of tools and programs that I know or initiatives that you guys have started at Sensato. MDCOP. Mm-hmm. What is MDCOP?
Yeah, so MDCOP is specifically geared at medical device security, and it's a combination of service and software. So the service side of it is that we do provide a vulnerability assessment, we do provide cybersecurity policies and best practices on how to evaluate medical device vendors. So that's the services side of it. The other side of it is we have a Nightingale platform, which mm-hmm. fuels our security operations center and also provides honeypots at the highest level or the broadest definition. And so the concept is that we marry the services and the software together into, a holistic solution that allows our clients to take a holistic approach to defending themselves against medical device security risks.
I'm sure that you're not allowed to mention any of your clients by name, but are these medical devices something that, the everyday person might be walking around with in their body?
Typically, the devices that we're focused on protecting are the ones that are... you're going to find in a hospital. And we kind of divide those into several categories, one of which is life support systems, so things that would be keeping you alive in the hospital. and then diagnostic medical devices, which are helping figure out what may be wrong with you. Either one of those, if they're attacked, would be a significant threat and certainly a challenge to us as a country if any hospital ever had a breach of that magnitude.
Right, right. And I believe that the Sensato Nightingale, the software as a service that you were discussing, that is something known as BDA. What is BDA? What can you tell us about BDA?
Nightingale itself is a platform. There's a variety of different modules within it. Intrusion detection, there's a risk assessment module, there's a variety of different things. We base it on the MITRE attack framework and some other things. But BDA is one module within Nightingale. It's also part of MDCOP. And BDA stands for Breach Detection Agents. What we did is we actually, as attackers, and this is kind of where that attacker's perspective comes in, we started asking ourselves, what really scares us when we break into a network? And it's not a lot of the things we think. It's not endpoint protection. It's not antivirus. It's, you know, we get around those things, and we know attackers do. So then we went out and asked attackers. We did a survey of attackers and asked them, what scares you? And one answer that kept coming back was honeypots. And so we decided, well, then we should go build a really great, cool honeypot that's very effective. And that's kind of what BDA is. It's basically a honeypot. We have some other capabilities in it. But ultimately, the whole goal there is to confuse the attacker and use their own tactics against them.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. That brings me to my next question. I know that you've been quoted, or you're well known to say that cybersecurity in this day and age is kind of a remake of the Emperor's New Clothes or the Emperor Has No Clothes fairy tale. What did you mean by that? That's kind of interesting.
I think, you know, it's kind of interesting because when we look at cybersecurity, when we hear a lot of people talk, they tell us about all this progress we're making and you know, how we're continuing to evolve. And especially if you hear vendors, right? Vendors love to speak and market. And unfortunately, yet, the statistics don't prove that what we're doing is actually making a difference to keep attackers out, right? The rate of innovation that attackers employ, they're now doing polymorphic attacks and malwareless attacks and fast-moving attacks. We don't see the same rate of innovation on the defense side. And I think that's sad. I think we really, there's so much room for an opportunity for innovation. And so when I look at the current landscape of vendors and what's being offered, it is very similar to saying, hey, you know what? The Emperor has no clothes.
Wow. Any kind of innovative platforms or technology that you're particularly interested in or that you've noticed coming up in the market these days?
Our own platform, Nightingale. Nightingale is different, right? We combine a variety of different things so that the real emphasis on collaboration. We can detect attacks. We have threat intelligence integrated. A lot of the things that you would expect in a platform. But the next step is really how do you get the compliance officer and the chief information security officer and the frontline analyst and the IT person and your HR person and everybody who really is responsible defending an organization on the same page so that you can unify and holistically defend against an attack.
Okay, so just build on that for a minute here. So you're saying that we're solving these problems with outdated technology, kind of solving year 2020 problems with technology from the year 2010, for example. What is that about?
So what that's about is, you know, when we look at things, for example, you know, I mentioned polymorphic attacks by attackers. And so attackers are introducing innovative new ways to attack us. But yet, you know, the state of the industry is really using SIM technology, mm-hmm. right, to take logs and analyze them. And if we get really creative, maybe we'll apply some machine learning. But, you know, that's really 2010 approaches. We've been correlating logs and bringing logs together forever. You know, what I really want to see the industry as a whole do, not just Sensato, is really kind of push it, like really go, you know what, there's so many cool things. Like here's a great example. You know, I can tell Alexa to order me a milkshake or get me an Uber ride, mm-hmm. but I know of no, you know, single security platform that's incorporating voice technology to help me defend against an attacker.
Right.
And so just that's a little silly of an example, but I think when we look at the gap of where we are as defenders versus attackers, there's a huge innovation gap.
So do you think you're being a little too hard on the cybersecurity industry?
From our perspective, I mean, look, our job as a company is to help our clients defend against attackers attacking medical device infrastructure or healthcare infrastructure. So, I guess if you're thinking of cybersecurity and something that doesn't involve life and death, maybe I am being too hard. But given the space we focus in and that we don't want to ever hear of a patient ever becoming the victim of an attack, I don't think we're probably being hard enough.
And you yourself, you have a background in law and technology, correct?
Yep. When I left high school, which was quite some time ago, I was a police officer. Mm-hmm. But I had always done computer software development and did hacking in high school and things of that nature. So
your LinkedIn bio says age 12 you developed software.
Yeah, I started developing software way back then, actually.
Wow.
expert systems and stuff like that. So I always had this tech background. So when I left law enforcement, that wasn't sure what to do, never thought about career in computers, didn't mm-hmm. think about making money at it. And then I fell into my first job as a junior programmer at American Reinsurance. And then from there went on to starting my own company and then Microsoft and WebMD and a bunch of other places.
So you not only have the technology, but you also have that kind of call to serve and protect and be a defender against the bad guys in this cyber world.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I never quite thought of it in that light. But yeah, I guess that's a great comment. It's a great compliment. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for being here. I just want to ask you one more question. So getting back to kind of you as a character and your company and how it's characterized, Sensato has at times been categorized as the, quote, rebels of cybersecurity or the outsiders. So what do these labels mean? What are they applied at? How would you describe Sensato and your team?
Yeah, I mean, I would describe my team as amazing. I love everybody we have on our team. They're passionate and they love what they do. But I think that the rebellious side is that is the essence of cybersecurity. We can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. And so I think we need more companies in this space to be a little rebellious and to be, you know, that doesn't mean doing things inappropriately. It means really challenging the status quo and kind of figuring out how do we put a dent in the attackers, right? How do we really get them to stop being successful year after year?
All right. So where can our listeners learn some more about Sensato?
Certainly at our website, sensato.co. They can follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, but sensato.co would be a great place to start.
Awesome. Any final comments that you have or thoughts that you want to put on the air?
No, thank you guys so much for having me. Big fan of what you guys are doing, so I truly appreciate being here.
Thanks for coming up. All right.
Cybercrime Magazine's podcasts are recorded right here at Cybercrime Studios, 45 minutes outside of New York City. We're brought to you by Cybersecurity Ventures, the world's leading researcher and publisher covering the global cyber economy. Visit us on the web at cybercrimemagazine.com and hear our latest podcasts covering the world of cybercrime and cybersecurity at cybercrimestudios.com. To be featured on one of our podcasts, reach out to us at info@cybersecurityventures.com. Again, that's info@cybersecurityventures.com. Thanks and have a great day.